when the Fresca hits the lips. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So that means when I make the whoop, whoop, whoop sound, that means the game is afoot. And the game that we're playing today is the alphabet game version video games. Yep. Allie, would you like to start us off?
Yeah. Atari.
Ooh. Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, I love Banjo-Kazooie.
Call of Duty.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, okay. D. Shit.
Oh, man. Dang.
DS.
DS. Oh, yeah. There you go. Let's do Echo, the dolphin.
I'm going to go with Elden Ring.
It's
so you're
F.
On F.
Oh, F. Oh, okay. Sorry. Fallout.
G.
Gex.
Nice. H. Let's see. Oh my gosh. Hideo Kojima. How about that?
Sure.
He made the Metal Gear series.
Oh, okay.
One I. This should be easier than it sounds. Immortals is not one.
What was the Nintendo game of the two climbers? Ice Climbers. Wasn't it Ice Climbers?
Yeah, because they were in Smash Brothers.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I just knew them from Smash Brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take your word for
okay.
it.
Okay. J.
I mean, Jurassic Park was a video game, but I don't know if that's a cop-out.
What was that fucking jet ski game called on 64? That was Wave Runner. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dang. J. This is harder than we thought. It always is.
I know, seriously. It's like you can think of all of them until now.
I'm just going to say Japan, because that's where Nintendo is.
Done. JK. Let's see. I think... Kid Icarus. There you go.
L, I'm going to go with Lethal Company.
Mm. What is it?
Lethal Company.
Okay.
What's that?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with
the game, the proximity chat game. Remember we were talking about it a few episodes ago where you saw streamers play... You collect
where they had the fucking ladders and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh god. Okay. No, that's fair. Mario.
Oh, nice. We've already said a bunch of Nintendo stuff. So,
I just saw a very good Nintendogs tattoo. You could say Nintendo.
That works. Nintendogs. Let's take it. N O.
It's in my head and I can't fucking think of it.
Octopath Traveler. How about that?
Okay, sure. For some reason, Outlaws came to my head and I don't even know if that's a video game or not. I don't know.
Mm. Outer Worlds is.
Perfect Dark.
Ooh, nice. PQ.
Q-bert. Remember Q-bert?
Oh, Q-bert. Nice. Yes. Good job.
R?
Resident Evil.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, R-S. Super Mario World 3. Specifically.
I love that. T.
The best game.
What was it?
The best game.
Oh, Tetris.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. I was going to say Time Crisis. That's what I was going to say.
You, Ubisoft.
Ooh, nice. W?
V.
Oh, UV, yeah.
right?
That is
fucking all up. Okay.
No.
V.
Dang, man.
Was there like a Pokemon Violet?
Yes, there is a Pokemon.
There's at least there's like Violet City or something. Yeah. Too. Okay. Yeah.
Let's see. The Witcher. Three.
X.
X-Men. Is there an X-Men?
Surely, yeah.
No, absolutely. Surely. Yeah, I played it. I played an X-Men on Sega, absolutely, and it was really fun.
Why?
Man.
Fuck.
Yeah, seriously.
We're almost there. So why video game? There was absolutely a Pokemon Yellow. We're just saying Yellow. We're saying Yellow.
We're double dipping on Pokemon.
There's a lot of Pokemon, yeah. Okay?
Z, I don't know. Zombies Ain't My Neighbor.
Zelda?
Zelda. Dang.
Technically, I was just Legend trying to think of Pokemon at that point. Like, can't think of a Pokemon that starts with a Z. Zubat.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Did you play a lot of Pokemon?
Yeah.
Man. So Finn is like super fucking into Pokemon right now.
I need to get back into it.
Bringing back
I love it.
Yeah, if you ever do get a copy of a Pokemon,
yeah.
We should try to get the same like generation.
I've got either I got Pearl.
Okay.
And I've literally never even opened it.
Oh dang, really?
But like it's sitting there.
Yeah. Cuz he chose this whatever Pokemon Legends like Arceus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like it's like an offshoot of it's got Pokemon in it and shit, but it's like a little bit different than the normal Pokemon games.
Yeah.
And of course, you're going
to take that to Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. Tell me how it is, also.
Yeah. I know I'm going to like it.
Yeah. But the cool thing is you can do these like, what are they called? They're not called rages.
Raids?
Raids,
yeah. I think they're called raids. What'd you say?
I said it too.
Raids. Oh, okay. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, you can like actually hook up with other trainers or whatever, and like do collective battles.
In my day, me and Spence had to hook ours up with the cable and play.
Exactly.
But by God, did we do it a lot?
Well, dude, that was the only way you could get some of them to evolve.
Yeah.
Like, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Like, we deliberately, I had blue and he had red so that we could, like, that was the whole strategery.
Strategery.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we made it through fucking video games, and honestly, I'm glad that we're not doing this episode live, because when Matt Redden listens to this...
He's going
to
be just hollering.
He's going to be screaming at the top of his lungs wherever he is, like, you idiots, this, that, and the other. I bet that dude could take out the entire alphabet game in less than, like, 2 minutes. Like, but, I mean, that dude knows so much about just, like... all things video games. Mm-hmm. It's impressive. But anywho, so if you are hearing our buttery soft voices, then that means you've tuned in to Untethered number 115, baby. Woo. Sorry, it just gets me super hyped. but anywho, so, we struggled through that game, and now it is time for the meat and potatoes of this Untethered. Does anybody have anything that they would like to start us off with?
Well, how do we want to start light, or do we just want to go ahead and jump into some weird shit?
Get after it.
Yeah,
get
man.
After
it's untethered,
it.
Baby. All right.
So a California man was arrested for allegedly taking leg off person killed by train.
Of person.
That's what I said, didn't I?
You said off.
Off, yeah.
Oh. person.
It was already. it's a little detail.
It was already off.
It was already off.
Yeah. Oh god.
So he.
So a disturbing video appears to show a man eating from a severed body part as he makes his way down a sidewalk. So it gets the title's a little bit misleading here. We didn't know what? Cannibalism was involved, from what I understand, anyway.
You didn't see this?
No, I didn't. Not at all.
You see the video?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to see that video.
No, it was blurred. It was on TikTok. Okay. I love TikTok for that, because they will take shit down, so I don't usually see foul things, but like, jeez, if it's going to be foul, it's blurred.
Oh my god, that is wild.
Yeah, so this guy...
I'm balls deep on true crime TikTok, I'll tell you what.
This guy allegedly, he was arrested for allegedly taking a leg from the scene of a deadly train collision in Wasco on Friday. Where Wasco is? Probably California. I don't know.
sounds reasonable.
We're just let that. Officials reportedly said that the 27-year-old.
Did you miss that it said a California man same sentence? Okay.
Well, I was gonna go deeper and say, well, maybe he was a California resident and he was traveling, but whatever. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Oh, so you think he just thought that was just free for the taking?
Yeah.
A snack on the road.
I'm saying he's just opportunistic. Mm-hmm. Like,
I mean, an opportunistic psychopath. Like, what?
There's a lot of people that say if they could do it ethically, they would try human meat.
Oh, no. You're looking at one. But, like, I'm not going to, like, somebody that got hit by a train.
Sure, you did.
Oh, my God. No, we're not having this conversation.
Tartar. I feel like for it to be fresh tartar. Just open.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sure it was the consistency.
Korean barbecue. I feel like...
Hey, man.
In order for...
You take that back. Korean barbecue is way better than a dead man leg.
You don't know. Do you? Do you know?
Oh,
do you
that's
know?
Fair. So you've not
that's a good point. At first, I was like, yeah, dude, I've had Korean barbecue like a zillion fucking times.
So officials reportedly said that the 27-year-old Rosendo Telez removed evidence from the site after a person was struck and killed by a train, which severed their legs around 8 a.m. at the city's Amtrak station. That is a very early snack, my man.
Did you see the woman whose boyfriend pushed her onto a subway track and they were in an argument and it severed both her feet?
No, I didn't know. I just saw like a clip of the... When I see shit like that...
I scroll away so fast.
No, and that's my thing. Like, because I saw her get pushed and I was like, oh, no. And I saw the train like... Yeah. And I was
I didn't even see any clips from it. I just heard about it. But like... Ugh.
And I don't know if that's even the same thing that you're talking about.
I'm sure
I saw
it is,
something like that.
Because it's been
like
in the last couple weeks.
Yeah. Mm. But it's one of these things that, man, I don't need that shit.
No.
Yeah. So, disturbing video circulating.
So he was just walking around looking for a biscuit to go with his leg, right?
Yeah.
Because it's 8 a.m. Come on, man.
Who
doesn't want to
fuck? Sounds like the latest Hardee's thing. We're like, we got brisket. We got, you can get a fried bologna, brisket, gravy, the sausage biscuit. We got human leg.
We got,
he was running late. The local Carl's Jr., their line was fucking long. So he's like, I'll just... At the train station, I'll just look for something and bam, leg.
And this is free.
I'll just grab something.
This is free.
Disturbing video circulating on social media shows a man apparently appearing to hold a severed body part and eating from it. Is this man in a Renaissance festival? Anyway, had to throw that one out there.
Oh, my God.
There were a lot of comments like that.
Seriously.
Before wiping his face and making his way down a sidewalk. Making my way down.
Okay. Yeah, right. So he's holding the leg and, like, eating from it? And then, like, just, like, did he take a bite and drop it? Or, like, he's...
I think he's walking around with it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a fucking turkey leg, right?
It sounds like.
The man in the video later appears to raise the body part in the air as law enforcement arrives.
I saw that part, and that really, it looked like you see your friend across the bar and you like hold your beer up like, hey man, like that's what it looked like, that exact vibe.
God,
that's
dude.
A person's leg, dog. Put that down.
What?
Don't wave at me with the leg.
I mean, I know that there's like,
I picture Forrest Gump waving like he does, yeah, when he's got the leg in his hand.
Lieutenant Dan right. Found a leg.
Fuck. Fuck.
Oh my god, dude.
The man in the video that's later appears brutal. To raise the body part. Yeah, okay, we went through that. The Kern County Sheriff's Office reportedly took Telez into custody without incident on multiple outstanding warrants for allegedly taking evidence from the scene.
No, so it says he had multiple outstanding warrants and for taking the taking the evidence. That was a sign from the current situation.
My bad. I missed that. And I was about to say, wait a second, he's done this before? The deadly train collision is under investigation by BNSF Railway.
Okay.
There you go.
Dang, man. That's wild. Mavs fucking...
I'm guessing BNSF SF San Francisco, probably. I don't know.
Absolutely.
But they're not okay right now.
No. My gosh.
Man.
Dude, so let me cover this one real quick, because since this has nothing to do with fucking eating legs, but hard fucking turn. But this is just really funny because we all joke about this. Specifically, Allie jokes about this all the time. Yeah. Feds demanded ID of YouTube users who watch certain videos. This is how they open this article. We've all made that joke, quote, searching for this in Google is going to get me on an FBI watch list. I was like, I had to scroll back up and I was like, No.
Who's my line?
Who's Michael Kreider? Never mind. I thought it was gonna be Allie.
That's my pen name.
Yeah, right. Anyway, but according to a recent report, that might actually be true if you watch some very specific YouTube videos last year. A United States federal court ordered Google to turn over the identities of tens of thousands of users who watched certain videos in a specific time frame. Federal investigators.
This has so much in common with the one last week. The people, like, they looked at who had searched for that specific address.
Oh,
like,
dude. Yeah, absolutely. I don't like that more and more articles of, hey, we're asking these internet providers or search engine, you know, moderators or whatever the hell you'd call them, to give us information about what people are doing. And we want a wide, you know, variety of this shit because we're just kind of trying to narrow it down.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's why the fucking Fourth Amendment is there. So
I like it, man. Like, really? Because I'm like, honestly, if it comes up to me, I'm just going to be like, just look at my Google history, dog. I'm just curious.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't trust any of these fuckers. So it's like I want my name to be on the fewest number of lists out there, personally. So, so we're shutting down the podcast. Anyway, federal investigators obtained court-approved subpoenas for any YouTube viewers who watch tutorials on mapping via drones and augmented reality software, according to a report from Forbes. The investigators had been communicating with a suspected money launderer undercover, sent them links to the relevant videos, then demanded Google identify anyone who had watched said videos immediately following. So it's like they like baited him kind of thing. And then it's like, well, we don't really know whether or not he actually like watched the video. We just show us everybody that watched the fucking video. Like, that just seems like a little overreach, in my opinion. But the subpoena included names, addresses, telephone numbers, and browsing history for Google accounts for as many as 30,000 people, tracing traffic to the relevant videos for 1 week in January 2023. It's not clear whether Google complied with the demands for user information, though corporations are typically hesitant to fight subpoenas issued by courts. According to experts from the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project and the Electronic Privacy Information Center interviewed by Forbes, the subpoenas may have violated the U.S. Constitution's First and Fourth Amendments. These foundational laws protect freedom of speech and restrict unreasonable search and seizure, respectively. Such potential breaches aren't typically acted upon unless a victim fights them in court, often resulting in lengthy legal battles that can reach the United States Supreme Court before being resolved. So, I don't know, man. That's a fuck ton of people that are potentially having their shit handed over. I don't know.
Yeah.
That it seems, I feel like if they would have to, in order to get something like that, they would have to have more information that they could narrow it down, you know, which I know that's what they're trying to do doing this, but like, I don't know. I don't like this personally.
That so. One is such a broad thing. Like yeah. As many as 30,000 people. Whereas well, it's like, the one the other day, it was like, just whoever had searched that address in the last like 15, like the 15 days before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is going to be next to nobody.
I would think. Yeah. And especially like, dude, what about just like fucking people that are just wanting to like map shit with drones? Like drones are very popular currently. So it's just like, I don't know. I mean, this seems like a very vague video. I don't know if it's more specific than that and they're just like whatever giving it this vague term, but like I don't know, it seems like it's one of these things that like they're just throwing a fucking wide net out there and they're like, well, one of these guys is fucking going down.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and, I can't get past how many people that is. Like that's such
a boatload of people. And that's to your point, that's a good point that it's like, how many possible people could be searching the address of that,
yeah,
you know, person? Yeah. Especially before it happened, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
and right before it happened. Like, yeah. They weren't looking at, like, ever.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. Oops, sorry. So
did I miss what exactly?
He was so the investigators were communicating with a suspected money launderer.
Okay.
And then, so they sent links to this video, and then they wanted to see every person that had watched the video.
Okay, yeah, I missed that one line. That's yeah.
That just seems super, like...
And you know what? Yeah. If it was a video on, like, our channel that has, like, views in the double, triple digits,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, 30,000? No.
Yeah.
No.
Honestly, I would be interested to know... Oh, no, well, I mean... Never mind. I was about to say something really fucking stupid, so I'm going to keep it to myself. But yeah, man, this just seems like it's eking into this territory of like, hey, we're going to set this trap, and then we're going to look to these guys to basically say, okay, narrow this down for us, and then what are they going to go fucking knock on the doors of 30,000 people?
Right.
Are they going to, like, have some kind of cross-referencing system that it's like, oh, yeah, well, we know a couple things about this person, and we can scratch some of these people off. Like, yeah. I just, you know, that seems like a lot of people, so... But, anywho, that's all I've got for that. So, Allie, if they come knocking... Just remember, saying searching for this in Google is going to get me on an FBI watch list. Maybe we should stop saying that so much. Nah. Anywho.
Got my ass.
So when, where are we headed from here, guys?
I had another kind of cool word thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
This one's not
I
as...
I love the word stuff.
It's not as... Not as crazy of words.
Gotcha.
These are volume 2 of the great big list of beautiful and useless words. They're wonderful, they're obscure, and they're often quite pointless. First one is roarback.
Huh.
I don't like how that's spelled. I feel like you could have spelled it so many other ways, but this is R-O-O-R-B-A-C-K. I don't like that.
I mean, R-O-A yeah. seems the most...
Yeah. Or even like R-A-U-R.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I don't like the double O. I'm with
no,
you.
No, nope. Even a single O. Huh.
Yeah.
So many ways we could have spelled
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So many ways. Huh. A defamatory falsehood published for political effect.
Interesting. Have you heard this word before?
Nope. Have you?
I hadn't either.
Okay. This is saying that a lot of words and some words in English come from somebody's name, and in most cases, the name they come from is a real one. But sometimes a fake name will sneak into an etymology, such as the case with Rohrbach. This word comes from the fictitious Baron von Rohrbach, an invented person who served as the source of a particularly unpleasant rumor about presidential candidate James K. Polk in 1844 that he had branded dozens of slaves with his initials. It is worth noting that our 11th president did, in fact, own dozens of slaves. Whoa, okay.
Well, that's a weird note to toss on there at the end, but okay.
He had slaves. We don't know if he branded them. Yikes.
Jeez.
Whew. Okay. Ultra crepidarian.
Ooh.
I like that. Giving opinions on matters beyond one's knowledge.
Oh, my God. Can we just say Reddit?
So it says, each of these has a little measure of the degree of usefulness. And it says, somebody speaking confidently about something they don't know much about on the internet? Never.
Yeah. I actually just listened to a podcast that this guy was talking about. I think it was a dude from the public broadcasting, whatever Australia's like public broadcasting stuff is. And he was talking about how, like, it's so interesting how, like, with the internet, people feel the need to just opine on fucking everything.
Oh my God, everything.
And it's like, even when it's like, you know what, if whatever, like you're you know, a fucking hell, you're a doctor, but you're opining on the Boeing, the integrity of a Boeing 737
yeah,
or some shit like that. And it's like, what are you doing? Just stay in your fucking lane, guy.
Yeah.
You know, like, what?
Yeah. Well, and it's just like, I just saw a TikTok video a couple days ago of a girl that lives in Nashville, and she was like, it was a few days old. So she posted it before that missing guy was found.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And she posted and she was just like, I took my dog out to like let him go pee in this field near where I live. And there was a man like standing nearby and he just really gave me the creeps. So stay safe out there. All the comments were like, you have to tell the police. This probably has something to do with the missing person. And I'm like, how?
What?
She wasn't even near downtown. Like, she was. No! What would this have to do with anything?
Oh, my God.
And then a lot of people were like, the police are just not telling the public very much. It's an open investigation, you fucking idiots.
That's normally how it works.
Like, they're not supposed to tell you everything. You're all morons.
Yeah. Jeez. Ugh. Anyway, so say the word one more time. Sorry.
No. ultra crepidarian.
Ultra crepidarian. All right.
Yep. Nidorosity is...
Nidorosity.
Oh, cool. I love a definition that I then have to look up the word for.
Oh, my God. I know. I literally just read the first damn word.
So I'm going to tell you that just means belching. So, belching with the taste of undigested roast meat.
What?
Not an everyday word, but valuable on the many holidays that involve grilling. So pretty much means meat burp.
So, eructation?
Yeah.
Eructation. So, is that like mastication kind of
thing?
So.
Or like, I think so.
Yeah, okay. Except with undigested roast meat burp. Oh, God.
Antithalian is opposed to festivities.
I love this stock image that they use. I know. It's this dude, sad dude in a Santa hat.
That's just me when any restaurant sings happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Like, suddenly I am an Antithalian.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jackassery!
Oh, what?
We just had that one.
That was on your first list, Merriam-Webster. Get
love
good.
Love that. These lists were from different times. I just happened to cross them both. That's funny. Novercle? Noversal? Let's see how to say it. Search. Come on. Novercle.
Novercle.
Of relating to or characteristic of a stepmother. Well,
interesting.
That's specific. And English appears to have no corresponding word for characteristic of a stepfather.
Hmm.
Huh.
That's because they're already out of there. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
Oh, I like this one. Aberritate. So it's just AB and then irritate.
Oh.
And it's to decrease the irritability of.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
When Miette's grumbling and I'm like, you're so pretty, though. That's, yep.
Yeah, see, Finn gets upset and I just hug his face into my chest until he passes out. And then I put him on the couch. No, I'm just kidding. That does not happen. Don't report me. Anyway.
Amatorcalist. Amatorcalist?
Ooh.
Amatorcalist. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm going to write Merriam-Webster and be like, put pronunciation guides on this shit.
Yeah, wait. Is this thing not already? It's like,
On Merriam-Webster.
Great, like, big list of beautiful and useless words. Yeah, I mean, it seems like that would be the first fucking thing that they would have.
Yeah, tell me how to say it.
What?
Idiots.
Well.
Give me the fucking... Now I'm mad.
Uh-oh.
It's not anywhere.
It's not a word.
I mean,
no, I'm just kidding.
Don't make me go to Oxford. Oxford English Dictionary. Amatorcalist. Okay. A little insignificant lover, a pretender to affection. Finally, an obscure word for your worst ex.
Little, oh, I see. A little insignificant lover. Okay, got it.
That's funny.
Okay.
Job's comforter is a person who discourages or depresses while seemingly giving comfort and consolation.
Okay, I'm sorry, Merriam-Webster. I have to call your foul on this. What? That's two words. Now we're into phrases, baby.
Got their ass. Degree of usefulness. Probably more trouble to explain than it's worth. Yeah, I don't know what. That's not gonna help anything. Fleshment is excitement associated with a successful beginning.
Fleshment. That's interesting.
I like that. Oh, yeah. It's from fucking Shakespeare. That nerd.
Nerd.
Capitulant is one that capitulates.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That
great.
Makes sense.
What's capitulate?
Isn't that when you basically give in to somebody?
Yes. Surrender. Okay. I was like, I know the word. I guess you can't think of what it means. A sismus is the pretending refusal of something one keenly desires. Degree of usefulness. If you want to use it, just use it. Whoever wrote this article was over it. Wow.
Oh, my God.
I
can't take that fourth serving of mac and cheese. Give me that shit.
Mundivagant is wandering over the world.
Huh.
Barbermonger is a man who is devoted to or vain about his appearance or dress.
The only monger I've ever heard of is a fishmonger.
Oh, there's cheesemongers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I follow one on TikTok.
Speaking of...
That's her actual job.
So, I mean, is that just selling cheeses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, have you been to... It's not called Ecstasy.
You've heard of fearmongering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. I guess I never thought about it.
Yeah.
What is that cheese place in town that it's like, it's in like deep Farragut?
Yeah.
You've been there?
I drank at the wine place beside it, but I didn't go. The wine place is called Sparrow.
Yeah.
I can't think of what the cheese place is called, but they have an inside door that goes to each other, but they were closing.
It starts with an E. It's like.
Yeah. It's like Epicuria.
Euphoria.
Euphoria might be right.
Something like that.
That might be it.
Anyway,
I had a couple charcuterie boards at the wine place and they were good.
Really?
They were real good.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah. Barbermonger's good. I like when stuff, when things a monger.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Prefestinate is to make too much haste. So just rushing, I guess.
Yeah.
Maritality is excessive fondness of a wife for her husband. Couldn't be me. Anecdotage.
Huh?
Is garrulous old age?
I have no idea what the the first word.
So it's a blending of anecdote and dotage, which is a state or period of senile decay marked by decline of mental poise and alertness.
So what is garrulous? I don't even know what that means.
Isn't garrulous just like ridiculous, over the top? Nope. Mm. Rambling.
Oh my God. So basically the Tether Radio podcast.
Wordy.
Wordy, yes. Absolutely.
Serendipitist is one who finds valuable or agreeable things not sought for.
Okay.
Huh.
That's pretty cool.
That was neat. Huh. And a snickersnee. Is,
oh, that hurt.
I know. It's to engage in cut and thrust fighting with knives
or
a large knife.
Oh, God, I didn't even read the definition. It just like to hear that word hurt a little bit. Snickersnee. Yeah.
Parakmi is a point or period at which the prime or highest vigor is passed, specifically the point when the crisis of a fever is passed. And then Spengu is to throw violently in the air, especially to throw a frog in the air from the end of a stick.
That's
so specific.
That is so fucking specific, man. Frog tossing.
Constipation is a lulling to sleep. Sure, you're going to get a lot of reading done in bed. Keep telling yourself that. We've been called out. Neighbor stained is stained with the blood of neighbors.
Oh, my God.
Good. Epiculate is ending abruptly in a small, distinct point.
Okay.
If you want to puzzle anybody that's not a botanist, use this word. Smaragdine is yellowish green in color like an emerald.
So that's a color, right?
I think it's an adjective for a color. Like it'd be like calling something greenish.
Okay, gotcha.
I think. I don't know.
Well, I will never use this word again.
Cetaceous is like a parrot.
Cetaceous.
Perfect. Penny waiter is a thief that steals jewelry by substituting a fake for a valuable piece.
Oh, that's fun.
Alluvium is clay, silt, gravel, or similar detrital material deposited by running water.
I feel like I've actually heard that word before.
It looks familiar, yeah. But there's a little flower that is spelled really similar to that.
Gotcha.
Chevelure is a head of hair. Okay. Backspang is a trick or loophole that enables one to retreat from a bargain. Infelicific is productive of unhappiness. What?
Productive of unhappiness. What? Yeah, what? What does that mean?
So it's, if you're making a point to be unhappy, like if you're producing the state of being unhappy. Slantendicular, this is your made up shit at this point.
Yeah, seriously.
Is somewhat oblique.
Should we cover the rest of the list or should these be some of the words?
Happify is to make happy. I'm just skipping a little bit now. There's so many on this list. Her sign is resembling a goat in smell.
What?
Oh, I guess that's like porcine.
That's what I was thinking,
right?
Yeah.
Her sign.
Artophagus.
Wait, what's the similar, oh my God.
There's a word that sounds like that.
But it's like, I'm sorry, for porcine, but cattle. Like.
Bovine,
yeah, okay. There you go.
Okay, backslide is on here. That's people know that word. That's not a weird word.
What?
Backslide?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, that's weird that would be on.
Yeah. Okay, I'm convinced this page doesn't end.
Just adding more.
No, I don't. It's like when you think you're going to Facebook. Okay, I finally got to the end. Okay. I'm bored with this one.
Okay, all right. Well, we can cruise. We can cruise.
Perfect.
What's up?
I said perfect.
Let's see here. I've got a banana fight in a gas station.
Uh-huh. Go on.
You guys want to hear about that? Here we go. This one's pretty short. And plus I kind of wanted to see what you guys thought about this. A fight that began with bananas being thrown inside a Pittsburgh gas station has led to one person hospitalized and a clerk facing charges. The incident occurred at a Sunoco located in the 100 block of North Craig Street in Pittsburgh on Monday. Let's see. The fight began when a customer threw a banana at the gas station employees, who then threw it back. The customer and staff then began throwing multiple bananas back and forth, police said. The customer then punched one of the workers in the face, news reports said. Employee Yubaraj Budadhaki. Budadhaki.
Perfect. Sure.
Of Pittsburgh then chased the customer into the parking lot and hit him several times in the head with a PVC pipe. The customer is currently hospitalized in critical condition. Police have not said if he is facing any charges. Budadhaki, how about that, was charged with aggravated assault and recklessly endangering another person. He's currently in the Allegheny County Jail. So this was kind of interesting, then. I mean, I guess if the dude's already run away, you know, it doesn't give you permission to go beat his ass with a fucking PVC pipe. So, but yeah, I guess, you know, he who throws bananas in a, you know, how does the saying go? He who throws bananas in a convenience store. No, but I thought that was really fucking weird. It's like, what? So the banana fight turns into like the dude, the customer punching a worker in the face, and then the clerk or whatever comes out and beats his ass with a PVC pipe.
That's crazy.
Like, there's some gnarly shit going on, man. Like, anywho. So there's not much to that one, though. It was just a very interesting, I guess. I don't know, for lack of a better word. Larry, you want to take us home with one more?
Yeah. So I guess we are going to go back to California because Lego is mad at California Police Department. So Lego head mugshots add to California's debate on policing and privacy. Brutus agrees, obviously. So a Southern California Police Department has been handcuffed by Lego after the toy company asked the agency to stop adding Lego heads to cover the faces of suspects and images it shares on social media.
I saw this article. I saw an article about this.
Oh, I sent this to Megan.
Oh, did you?
Because there was a little picture and I was like, this reminded me of y'all's puzzle.
That's hilarious, dude.
So the Murrieta Police Department has been using Lego heads and emojis to cover the people's faces in posts on social media sites since at least early 2023. But the altered photos went viral last week after the department posted a statement about its policy, prompting several news articles and later the request from Lego. Why the covered faces, the department wrote March 18th in an Instagram post that featured five people in a lineup, their faces covered by Lego heads with varying expression. The post went on to reference a California law that took effect on January 1st, limiting department in sharing mugshots on social media, which that's kind of stupid, is it not? Aren't mugshots like public record?
Well, honestly, I don't know why. I don't know why Lego would really be up in arms about this.
I guess because they're linking them to like criminals.
Yeah, and they're using Legos like.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're not paying for that shit, so yeah, that makes sense.
So the Murrieta.
I guess any publicity is not good publicity in Legos, in big Legos life.
The police department prides itself in its transparency with the community, but also honors everyone's rights and protections as afforded by law, even suspects, the department wrote. So it goes a little bit more about how across the U.S. law enforcement agencies have often posted galleries of photos for mugshot Mondays and wanted Wednesdays. Have you guys ever bought the like
absolutely
where, yeah the paper
no yes. my mom I think loved called those
busted right
yeah, yeah.
the busted
yeah.
paper
yeah yeah dude awesome. We love those things.
So they posted these to social media in an effort to bolster community engagement, but experts increasingly point to the harmful effects of putting such images online. For people awaiting trials, mugshot can carry a presumption of guilt, and for anyone seeking to move past a criminal conviction, the image can make it hard to get a job and haunt them for the rest of their lives. Well,
not when their face is covered by a Lego man. No, <I'm
just> so, I mean, this article is a little bit lengthy, but so I think the police department, March 19th, the toy company reached out and respectfully asked us to refrain from using their intellectual property in our social media content, which, of course, we understand and will comply with, unquote, Lieutenant Jeremy Durant said in a statement. We're currently exploring other methods to continue publishing our content in a way that is engaging and interesting to our followers, Durant wrote.
Dude, I might suggest hitting up Megablocks.
So, of course, Lego did not respond to any requests for comment. So it seems like that's pretty open and shut. But I thought it was a little bit funny that I didn't know California used Lego heads to cover up.
It was just this county. Yeah, okay. I believe it was just this county. But, yeah, man, I think it's pretty funny, but I get it.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it's, even though they actually did a pretty fucking good job of, like, the Photoshop kind of stuff.
They did,
like, considering who it's, you know, who's doing the Photoshopping.
Yeah.
You would not expect a police department to have, or a sheriff department or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
To have any kind of decent ability with Photoshop. So
a literal graphic designer on staff, probably.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Oh my God. Well, maybe we'll read about them in a couple weeks, so that they found some other fun thing. Like I remember, so Nathan that listens to the podcast, we wanted to use one of our pharmacy fraternity pictures, and all of us had booze in our hands.
Yeah.
And like, obviously that's fucking frowned upon.
Yeah.
So he superimposed cats in all of our hands. So it looked like we were all just holding cats or whatever. And just like, and it was like, it was the best, like somebody was trying to take a drink and it looks like they're actually trying to kiss a cat kind of thing. And it was like, it was just great, man. Like he did a phenomenal job. Yeah. So, but yeah, it was some funny shit, but, cool, man. Well, rock and roll. I think that's where we're going to pull the plug on this bad boy.
Yeah.
Yep.
We got over 45 minutes on this thing. So, if you're still here, thank you for sticking with us for right around 45 minutes for Untethered number 115. Be sure to check out the full episode on Monday. We hope you guys have a fantastic weekend and happy Easter. No, is this coming out after Easter? This is coming out after Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you had a happy Easter.
Easter Monday. Nope, this is Untethered, so it'll be next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, hope you had a fantastic Easter and all that jazz. And be sure to check out all of our stuff. We hope you have a fantastic weekend, and until then, I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Larry.
And yeah, take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.